and this station.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join the 115 million Americans already getting a little more for their money every day. Credit unions are open to a wide range of memberships, and more people than you think are able to join and enjoy the benefits of a credit union. Our members come from all walks of life, and we want you to join us. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie. The most advanced car wash experience you'll ever have. In just 3 minutes, your car will be spotless and shining thanks to their cutting-edge technology and free bug removal treatment. Single washes start at just $9, and monthly memberships with unlimited use begin at $21.99. Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car care.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
KVOA News Time is 8:46 as we get ready to welcome Emporia State President Ken Bush on our airwaves here in just a little bit. President Bush will be talking with us here shortly about really the state of reinvestments and what the university has, the messaging has evolved, going from the framework for workforce management, the emergency plan, which set a lot of things in motion just about a year ago. Then there was the reinvestment process, which came into focus and fleshed out really over the course of about a nine-month stretch, essentially from mid to late September into about springtime of this year. And now it's being called the transformation on campus. And President Hush is here to give us his perspective, not only on the transformation, but really the transformation as it sits just a week plus into the academic year. President Hush, always good to see you. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Ron, how are you guys today?
Good. How are
We're
you?
Doing good.
Good. Gorgeous weather.
Yeah, beautiful morning out there. So, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, it's obviously today's an exciting day, right? Because it's kickoff game day, and not only is our campus and are our students excited, but it's great to see the community and everyone involved. And I know several of the alums and people from out of town are coming in later on for that. And so it should be a fun time. The vibe on campus is fantastic. You know, boy, we've got it's interesting. Today's students are so different, and but boy, they're busy in their various activities already.
Well, so if I'm to interpret that, things are off to a good start then, week one?
Always, right? Glass is half full. So yeah, and no, I think it's funny because students have been coming in and out of the offices, particularly ours, and saying various things and thanking for this and that because we made a lot of adjustments, really student-based, over the last year and a half, like you said, Chuck. And so they're appreciative, and that's always good to hear. And we take the opportunity to ask them, solicit more of their feedback. And so we can structure accordingly for them.
Well, let's get your thoughts and I guess start with the broad umbrella question and your perspective on the state of the reinvestments and what's being called the transformation on campus mm-hmm. now over the last 11, 12 months.
Yeah. Change is one thing. And some of the people have heard me say this before, but change is supposed to be happening, and we're supposed to be reviewing ourselves not only personally, but for the organizations that we represent. We're supposed to do that every day and move and adapt and with what's needed at the time. When the reason we use transformation now is because if we have not been doing that for periods of time, it's what we discovered was, we're really behind. And so transformation is just another level in itself of getting things done. And, the way we look at transformation and really the ESU model is what, is all-inclusive is basically if we started out right from scratch as a university, how would we build it from the ground up? And that is every aspect, not just buildings, but programs for students and everything. And so, and then we compare the two. And it's interesting. There's a lot of of other states now that are announcing similar type of situations, and I think it's a backhanded compliment where they're using transformation in their announcements and various things. So, but no, boy, we started out over a year and a half ago making certain investments. We had over the years cut like recruiting and putting our recruiters out on the road to go meet with high schools and counselors and students, et cetera. So we reinvested in that, and that's really where it started. And then all this is data-driven, as you guys know. Yeah. We've talked about that over and over. And, and it's embedding analysis and probability and frankly, everything that we teach in analytics and things and embedding it into what we need from university.
Well, this has been, I'm just assuming, a Herculean chore because there was a lot to get done in a short period of time last year. So the sample size isn't all that large yet. But what have you been able to glean from, once this started last year into the end of the spring semester last year? Did you have a feeling you were on a good path?
We were certainly targeting for that. Everyone, there's a probability of not making right decisions and things. But, our Board of Regents, Chair John Rolfe, said it over a year ago. He says, we're going to try to do the highest good for the most people. Okay? And that hit home to me. That's what I think philosophically we're supposed to do in our day-to-day lives. But I think we've made a lot of investments, student-oriented. We made some tough decisions along the lines. I think the students, for what we're hearing, they appreciate the things, like I mentioned a bit earlier, appreciate the things that we've done. And I credit to a bunch of team throughout even the city and county and state. We were soliciting feedback in our alumni base. So I think that's one thing. You can gauge how the students are reacting. Our campus is reacting, positively as well. Boy, we've got tons of new leaders, I think Brent Thomas, our provost, was here talking to you about that last week. Mm-hmm. And that whole dynamic. And so, athletics, I was speaking with our new, he's seasoned now, over a year, athletic director.
Yeah, veteran now.
David Spafford. And we've, of the whole athletic department, about 60% of the people are new and changed.
Yep.
And so, we analyzed all of those type of moves and organization. It's not economics, but it's organization. What capabilities and people do you have in the right places and talent? We needed it. And frankly, we needed some new vision, some new viewpoints, some people who are going to critique ourselves. But the neat thing, Ron, if you want to know just if it's a marker, okay, and a gauge on what we've doing, whether it's success or not. We have, and I think you've been reading bits and pieces of it, but, a year and a half ago, we received an early message from the Kansas legislature that they liked what we were doing, analyzing, we were talking about turning over, every stone. And they sent us, we had to, as you know, the nursing building. We had to exit the hospital campus, and they've been great partners. But so we had to really scurry and analyze what we're going to do there, and we put a building on campus. They invested $5 million right out of the gate, and have to credit all of them, and particularly our local senator, Jeff Lombine, for leading that. Next, after that, we received a federal grant, $1.5 million, from the government for our new cybersecurity program that we had identified. And it's about identifying what, society needs for tomorrow. And that fits right up with our strike zones like nursing and IT. It just goes from there. After that and this last go-around, and by the way, these are new and incremental funding. Okay, Yeah. We get about $37 million annually on a state basis. I mentioned a couple things here. We partnered with the city, county, and our foundation for some new initiatives. We had eSports, you know, our disc golf team. They invested $1 million from a partnership standpoint. You know, the foundation later on understood our new initiatives. They invested another $3 million. It goes on and on. We've received in the last 3-4 months, we had a great session. We had our House and Senate and executive partners, regardless of side of the aisle, you know, we received $9 million, you know, for the ESU model and the belief in that and the way we analyze and invest. And then the governor, for the first time in Emporia State, came out in budget opening and for nearly $2 million. And then we've received, like I said, over the last couple months, our largest size gifts ever from the Jones Foundation for $5 million. It's for the nursing.
Nursing, yeah.
And then a follow-up on the month after from the Sunderland Foundation in Kansas City, who are health-oriented. So, you know, all in all, you start adding those up, that's $32 million in, not that economics are a lot, but all of a sudden people are sending their various messages, you know, in different ways that, that hey, you know, higher ed, and particularly in Emporia State, they like what we're doing.
Speaking of that, what is it about the model's approach that is finding favor here with lawmakers and large-scale donors and even members of the general public?
That's a great question. And, you know, again, trying to address the majority, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, what they liked was the step back and just from a fresh set of eyes and thinking, what could this be and if we redid it, right, from scratch? And that's kind of an interesting concept. Instead of just modifying, tweaking, and adding on, okay, that's the first thing. Then they liked our self-critique. We critiqued ourselves. We went to the community. We went to everybody and said, what do you think about ESU? Okay, and prior to me coming into this role, I had a certain opinion. And you know, I'm an alum and I'm from here. And there's a lot of things that I thought we could do better and a lot of people. So they liked our self-critique. They liked us calling ourselves, needing to change, needing to not be, you know, Fred Flintstone and the dinosaur type of approach. And then also they liked the way we were reviewing all aspects of our campus, the way we are doing business. And that includes the academic side and the program review. And some tough decisions were made there. But, I mean, you know, when you have 4 persons in a program or 2 persons in a program, you know, makes you scratch your head. And so I think those are some major type of approaches that we took and concepts. What's interesting now, if you fast forward, obviously Emporia State's 1 of 6 regent universities in Kansas, right? And the others, KU, K-State, Pitt State, Hayes, and Wichita State. You know, anybody following the Board of Regents process, you know, in the next few months, there's a program review being discussed and results and expectations for them as well, in addition to us. And so, you know, there's a whole review process, and, you know, and I think legislators are liking the analytical side because I think they truly want to – they represent taxpayers of Kansas, and they want to make the best investments and bang for the buck if they can.
You mentioned recruiting again with Emporia State President Ken Hush joining us here on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning, Thursday. Home opener for the Hornets, by the way, tonight at Wells Stadium. You mentioned recruitment, President Hush, and I think you also touched on students today. Kids, they're different. This is a different society we live in. So they're looking at different things, different ways to get educated, different programs to get educated in. Is this something that obviously you've looked at this, but is this something where we're going to be looking at you being able to do what you do and stay sustainable with fewer students? I mean,
a smaller student pool, too.
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, the Board of Regents gave a report, I think, publicly in their monthly meeting. I think it was last March. And what they did do is they put out their 10-year history of enrollment. You know, and they looked at all types of, you know, where those enrollment bases come from, including ethnicity and the various things and various areas. And they were all trending down. And, you know, it's interesting because I think everyone's realizing now, just looking at a total student number for a campus, that's one thing. Okay, that's a data point we can look. But looking really at the on-campus enrollment, for example, our last peak of enrollment was back in 2003-2004, and so 18 years ago. We've been declining on-campus enrollment for the last 18 years. Okay? That was four presidents ago, two interim presidents, and me. I guess that makes me lucky seven. So, but no, that's a fact. And to look at the data and boy, you know, we calculated up, and that's the other thing. The legislators appreciated. We called out ourselves, if we would have started just tweaking back then, right? We could have saved $51 million in Portland State University. Okay, we let deferred maintenance of our buildings. We were using money that should have gone every year to repairs and this type of thing. And we used them other places to plug the holes that were and that's just, you can do that, you know, for a year, maybe two on emergency purposes. But that's not a good model to follow because it catches up with you. Here we are. The example of 18 years ago, we had 5,000 on-campus students. And we're 50% of that now, give or take. That makes a big impact. I mean, Look at what it means to community.
Exactly.
Here. And I think we are the reality university. We've had some people call us that, and it's interesting to get calls from outside the states from other organizations and universities and say, hey, boy, you know, you guys have started something and we need to do similar things. And so, but the moment that we embrace reality, the sooner and the better. And for example, a year and a half ago, we told the Board of Regents we were projecting down for enrollment last year. And our projection was give or take 1% right on. Okay. And we're, and then we just did it last month too to the Regents. We're projecting down. Fall numbers will be down. Students are just acting differently. But I think we've got to look at the core of our on-campus students and their activities and support those, and because those drive a lot. It's nice to have the online students that are in Minnesota or California, but that's a different type of impact. So we are trying to right size, and we're trying to get ahead of it a little bit. We're wanting to stabilize and platform. We told the Regents for fall 2025, and that's what we're building our entire model and university around.
Well, you've done a lot to improve your on-campus housing with your dorms. I mean, that's yes, something
very true.
You've done a lot of work on.
it's exciting, you know, and obviously giving credit to the people prior to us. And, yeah, so we renovated Abigail Hall and the new Shallon Camp Hall. The downside to that were there were three Morris Hall buildings empty and idle for over, you know, no one's lived in them, give or take, 5 years or so. And, yeah. I mean, look what funds have been just, you know, other decisions could have been made, and that's what we're doing now via the new nursing building. And that original nursing building concept was expanded to include the wellness center and some health initiatives, student success programs into one. And so, you know, all three of those buildings will be torn down here in the next 24 months. And so we've got to move. We've got to consolidate and become more efficient overall.
Along those lines, and obviously there's, you know, looping back to last year, there was the, as you mentioned a couple of times, painful decisions had to be made. Right. And a lot of the focus was on the personnel, the staff, the faculty. maybe you can just remind folks what drove that side of the reinvestment process and kind of loop into Provost Thomas's point from a few days ago about the people that came in on board afterward and how important that was in setting the setting another level of foundation here for the transformation process going forward.
No, I appreciate that. Yes, you know, that was part of the process and the analysis, and some decisions had to be made. And again, I go back to, the legislators, when we presented the last 2 years to them, we said, you know, our students vote twice a year. They vote when they enroll in the fall, and they vote again when they enroll in the spring. Okay? And frankly, we didn't feel that the university, and taking blame on ourselves, weren't paying attention to how they were voting, what they wanted. So, you know, they were leaning away from the traditional type of programs and things, and they wanted other things. And yeah, again, when you've got three students in a program or five, it's a head scratcher. And again, like other universities are going through that now. But no, we invested in what they were really wanting, and frankly, some cuts were made over the last decade or so in the other areas, or just, you know, in various ways, and people just either retire, and we just didn't backfill, and those were popular subjects and for in their eyes, and it means an overall positive experience for the student today. And so, yeah. We made a lot of investments. It was interesting. You know, you hear all types of things and all types of opinions, and that, you know, with the various decisions we made, that, hey, we wouldn't be able to get faculty this or people to come in for that. We've seen just the opposite, okay? And I think what's interesting is we've gotten there's a lot of alums that have gone through Emporia State that are wanting to come back. And look what, the various programs. We've got some strong talent that came in from other places. And, boy, you look at the strong talent we have currently. I think we're as solid as a base and a platform, and that's what we're trying to build off of.
Well, and that's something that I'm sure you thought about before, big decisions were made is how the alumni would feel about some of these tough decisions that you had to make, because that would have been really a negative impact if the giving to the university from the alumni stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, so that would be an indicator right there, or a marker of what kind of decision other people were
right.
thinking about or thought about how you did it.
You know, it's a good question, Ron. I mean, everything we do is, we all grow up to a degree of having a certain decision-making process. What's your expected case? What's the upside case? And what's the downside case? And, you know, in higher ed, what I think we learned and we admitted to ourselves is higher ed doesn't like to talk about the downside case. You know, they just like to always view as everything positive and rosy on a go-forward basis. Not always, but majority of the time for things. But we did spend time on the downside case. What's the potential fallout? We identified what that could be, and obviously it's factual, and it's much, much less the fallout than what was projected. So that's a good thing. At the same time, on the other side, you can see we're getting a lot more giving than we did before because of the positive side. So it's a consistent debate, but our model is proactive. We're prepared, and we analyze what the downside case should be and potential, you know, whatever form, whether it's tough decisions or litigation or whatnot. It is what it is. So
last question for me is what's ahead in the transformation process here this year, in addition to, you know, the work that's already going on, say, like with the Student Nursing Center,
right.
You know, I understand there's other, you know, on the athletic side, maybe some more facilities that are going to be coming on board. So what's ahead in the transformation process that we can expect at least for the next few months?
You know, I think it's – thank you for asking, Chuck. You know, it's continued to be look at our efficiencies overall, and we will adapt quickly and what those may be. And you mentioned the nursing, and that obviously is getting a lot of attention.
A lot of attention, yeah.
By the way, it might be – I don't know, we have to check all the records, but a lot of people are thinking our nursing initiative is 75% paid for already, and it's not even built. It might be the first project in our university's history that might be paid off prior to it being completed. And that's
that would be
that's our goal. And we're targeting different discussions on that, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a very business and proactive approach on presentations and why and what values Emporia and the society gets from that. But no, you know, we've got, I don't know, in the middle of campus, the Union Square right in front of the Memorial Union, there's a new Feltner Student Union. That whole union is being redone as we speak.
Okay.
You know, and then boy, we've got kicked off our cybersecurity initiatives. You know, not only do we have a grant from the federal side, but we've also got funding now from the state side in the last session. And as we all know, cybersecurity is it's going to be here for a while. So That's a strong program that we foresee. Esports is really starting to take off, and we'll see how that goes over the next 12 months. And then we have the Doc Baxter Athletic Training and Health and Human Performance Lab. So those are bricks and mortar. At the same time, shifting over to just organization, the administrative side, you know, the program side, that's going to be work in progress. It's going to be continuous improvement, and all the teams are engaged in that.
Outstanding. Well, President Ken Hoesch, thanks for joining us here today, giving us the perspective on the transformation, and we know we'll be reaching out periodically to get updates. So thanks
Appreciate your
time today.
Thanks, everyone, Emporia. Have a great day. See you at the game tonight.
Indeed. President Ken Hoesch, Emporia State University, our guest on our Newsmaker 3 segment. It's 9:12 on KVOA.
Be a part of the Emporia State football season and home opener this Thursday night.